She made this room through here was her own private sitting room, and mm-hmm. this was her husband's sitting room and study. And it has been reconfigured in the furniture and what have you from photographs of the 1930s, mm-hmm. of the layout in the room.
Mm-hmm. It's exquisite. It really
and is the shutters here and the bookcases were originally through in what is Lady Londonderry's sitting room. But she brought them through here. And, of course, when the shutters are closed, they give the impression of the bookcases running right round the room. And there were curtains put here in the 50s, but during the restoration it was decided not to put them back because it rather defeats the purpose of the showing the bookcases all the way around the room. And I'm afraid the shutters are in need of restoration. I mean, they've had 200 years of sunlight and they do need some work doing to them. But although so much money's been spent on the building, it was not a bottomless pit of money. It had to stop at some stage. And the bulk of the money has been spent in places you can't see it. Structurally, the house was very unsound. So whilst the structural repairs went on, all the services were redone and so on. And also, even just in terms of conservation on the objects, things like all these paper lampshades that Edith had made and hand-painted, you know, they were made in the 1920s. They were in a bad way. They've all been restored and look pretty good now. You just can't see these things. And, I mean, you go into a room and you don't know that the curtains are brand new or they've been taken apart and remade. You know, everything is quite subtle. All because the whole house was rewired to a very high standard, every light fitting in the house had to be redone. There's no good having dodgy old light fittings. And then, of course, because all the chandeliers came down to be rewired, they've all been cleaned and restored. You know, so much of what has been spent is just not obvious. The paintwork in here, the cornice and rows were cleaned and touched up, whereas the ceiling and the walls have been repainted in the original colour scheme. So it's... it just looks a bit less tatty, although still slightly shabby, and hopefully is safe now for another 100 years.
Excellent, thank you.